This is Tom Rowe with the local news for Sunday, October 12th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. John Mason in the Register Star reports that local chef Dan Nielsen will be on Guy's Grocery Games on the Food Network Sunday, October 12th at 8 p.m. The episode Pasta La Vista Baby will feature the co-owner of Daba in Hudson. Nielsen met Guy Fieri in 2004, Mason reports, when they both auditioned for the show Who Wants to Be the Next Food Network Star? And Nielsen's tape made the blooper reel. Read the full story in the Register Star. The Daily Freeman reminds everyone that Monday is Columbus Day and many businesses and government services may be closed or on different schedules. Here's a rundown of how various offices and services will be affected. Amtrak is on its regular schedule. The banks are closed. County offices and federal offices are closed. The financial markets are open. Greene County Transit has no service. Mail delivery is not happening on Monday. Metro North is on a regular schedule. Schools are closed on Monday. State offices are closed. Trailways is on a holiday schedule.
Matthew Hamilton reports in the Albany Times-Union that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced his plans to raise $1 billion from government and private sources to make high-speed broadband available statewide. He announced that yesterday, October 8th. Cuomo called for $500 million in state investment for the new New York Broadband Fund and matching outlays from companies that want to apply to provide the service to any given area in an effort to lay 6,000 miles of fiber optic cables across the state. Quote, broadband availability is going to be what the interstate road system was in the 50s, unquote, Cuomo said, speaking in Colony at the fuel cell manufacturer Plug Power. Quote, the way you need road access and access to basic utilities to do business, electric and phone, you're going to need access to broadband if you're going to be competitive, unquote. Of course, there is an election next month. Both the reason for the announcement and the results of which Cuomo will have to wait to see if he can make universal broadband happen. See the Albany Times-Union for the full story.
National Weather Service in Albany says Sunday should be sunny with a high near 61 and a low around 42. Monday, there is a chance of showers after 2 p.m., 30% chance, with a high near 63 and a low Monday night around 53. Tuesday, there's also a 30% chance of rain with a high near 73 and a low around 60. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.